Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of the Daily Record. Brian, the governor's been real busy lately trying to lighten the load a little bit when we're on the highway, reducing some fares that people have to pay, and maybe even more. Bring us up to date.
He sure has. He sort of hit the ground running out of session, didn't get the tax relief, I guess, that he felt he wanted from the legislature, and has found a way to administratively do that by reducing some of the tolls. One of the biggest reductions people will see going over the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, if you have an easy pass, you're going to pay $2.50.
This summer. We'll see it right away.
Starting July 1st.
It's called immediate gratification, but from the governor's office.
Absolutely. And also, one of the more interesting parts of this is an elimination of the dreaded $1.50 per month maintenance fee on E-ZPass. This is one of those things that gets a gigantic amount of complaints and has driven people to get E-ZPass accounts in other states. And so what they've done is they've eliminated the monthly fee for Maryland residents who have Maryland accounts. But if you're an out-of-state resident with a Maryland account, you're likely to still be paying this fee. And that really has raised some questions.
What questions has it raised?
Well, we're reporting this morning that there was a letter written earlier this year by a member of the Attorney General's staff specifically on this question related to a bill that was introduced by Neil Parrott. And what the delegate from Western Maryland wanted to do was to introduce an amendment to his own bill that would have eliminated the E-ZPass fee for all Maryland residents. And the Attorney General raised the question that this would run afoul of the Commerce Clause because you're essentially charging out-of-state residents the same a fee for a benefit that they don't use as much as Maryland residents.
Well, isn't that interesting? How much is all this going to cost? Do we know what the cost of forgiving reducing the tolls?
We do. They're estimating that the annual cost is about $54 million. What's sort of unclear is exactly how all of this will be paid for. A large chunk of it is going to be paid for by a $29 million reduction in a project to replace the Harry W. Nice Bridge in Southern Maryland. There's also going to be some hiring freezes and some elimination of vacant positions, including, ironically enough, about 10 toll taker positions.
Well, that's not going to be welcome news for those folks, of course.
Well, I should be clear, those positions are vacant. So, they're just not going to hire them.
Do we know what impact it'll have on the ability of the governor and the transportation folks to deal with infrastructural repair?
There really seems to be the biggest concern related to the replacement of the Harry W. Nice Bridge, which is a bridge that connects Southern Maryland to Virginia along Route 301. It's a 74-year-old bridge. The pictures of the opening of the bridge show Franklin Delano Roosevelt cutting the ribbon. People consider it's a fairly dangerous bridge. I've driven it. It can be a little hairy sometimes, I think there's the concern that it needs to be replaced, and this will delay that.
Well, we're not the only state with a lot of bridge work that needs to be done. And, of course, this is on people's minds right now after the train crash in Philadelphia.
Correct. And so that, there is a concern that, that the reduction of these tolls will hurt the authorities' ability to maintain the toll bridges and roads that they're responsible for maintaining. The administration says that it won't.
Well, we'll see what happens here. It's certainly going to be, I think, a hot issue, and we'll see what happens with the administrative things that he's doing. Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.